As the coronavirus pandemic was taking hold, doctors rolled up their sleeves, food banks stocked their shelves, and thousands of essential workers dutifully showed up for work. But others have struggled to feel useful. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, one local volunteer group has found their sense of purpose, one yard of fabric at a time.
For the past 2 months, Curtis Jackson has spent a lot of time in his bedroom.
You are on my sewing table right now, which is a TV tray.
I, of course, am not actually on Jackson's table. We're Skyping from his home in Midtown Memphis, where he's been sequestered since the local theater where he performs canceled shows in March. With no lines to memorize, his idle hands went in search of work.
And this was it. It was like I couldn't go work in a hospital or anything. And, you know, so it was like, oh, okay, well, I can sew. I can just sew. And
so he has. Jackson learned the basics as a costume designer, but is now using his stitching chops to churn out between 60 and 70 cloth face masks a week.
It's not hyperbole to think that you are saving folks' lives.
That's Becky Adkins, a nurse practitioner at a senior living facility in South Haven, Mississippi. She recruited Jackson and about 70 other volunteers to provide organizations like hers that serve elderly or vulnerable people in the Mid-South with cloth masks for workers.
If you have folks who are asymptomatic but actually COVID positive, if they're not wearing a mask, they're more likely to transmit those COVID germs.
The DIY face coverings are no substitute for medical quality masks such as N95s, but their use by some employees can stretch limited and expensive supplies of higher grade protective equipment. Jesse Samples, head of the Tennessee Healthcare Association, says even now, many assisted living and nursing homes are getting only what they need.
Only recently have the long-term care facilities been elevated up to a priority for PPE.
When Becky Adkins' volunteers started sewing back in mid-March, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hadn't yet recommended that everyone wear face coverings in public. It also wasn't widely understood that an estimated 35% of people can transmit the virus asymptomatically. But early on, Adkins recognized the danger to elder care facilities.
It is hard to keep it from running through your building because whoever brought it in didn't know they had it. And now they've spread it to several patients who have then probably spread it to other staff. And it's like a wildfire.
With the help of monetary donations, the sewing group has made about 6,000 masks to date. They invented their own well-oiled mini supply chain for fabric, thread, and labor. Many of the masks begin in Jen Steinmetz's East Memphis dining room.
These two bottom drawers are full of fabric.
The washed and ironed material is packaged in a kit along with elastic. Steinmetz also provides thread and even
sewing machine oil to help keep the machines running.
Volunteers drop the kits at sewers' homes and return completed ones to Steinmetz, who prepares them for delivery. It's a labor of love in an otherwise overwhelming global emergency.
It was just really helpful to be a part of something that was tangible and able to keep my focus.
For Jesse Samples with the Healthcare Association, the masks have a practical use, but also send a personal message to the workers who receive them.
Let's them know that the people out in the community are thinking about them and helping them.
And remembering they're a vital part of the battle against the coronavirus. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.